Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teish 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud, Avodah Zorah, Daf Samach, Avodah Zorah 60b, pagination is 120. We start Masnisin about 9 or 10 lines from the top at the beginning of a line. Ovid Kochovim Shenimtza Omid Betzad Habor Shal Yayin. An idol worshipper is standing next to a pit of what was until now kosher wine. Our concern is that he may have reached out and made a movement with the wine that would cause it to be non-kosher. Im yesh lo milve olav aser, if this idol worshipper has a loan with the Jew, then it's going to be forbidden because he feels like it's his. And he doesn't have anything holding him back from touching it. Ein lo milva olav mutter. But if he doesn't have a loan regarding this wine, then it's going to be permitted because he's not going to reach out and touch the wine going in a place where he doesn't belong and causing this problem. Let's skip the end of the Mishnah and go straight to the commentary in the Gemara. Omar Shmuel said, "V'hu sheyesh lo milva al oso yayin." When we say that this idol worshipper has a loan on the wine, we don't mean he has a loan on the owner of the wine and therefore could theoretically come to do collections from this wine. We mean that he really has a loan regarding this wine. In the words of Rashi, that it was made apotiki. It was made a designated collateral on the loan such that he expects to do collection from this wine if indeed he doesn't get paid. So Shmuel is restricting the restriction. We had the idol worshipper standing at the edge of the pit of wine, and at first we thought anytime he has a loan, he takes liberties on the wine. He's already touching it as if it's his. And Shmuel says that's not true. It's only a problem if the loan has designated this product as its collateral. Otherwise, the idol worshipper will remain restrained and not act with ownership regarding this wine and lean over and start moving it. Amar Ravashi said, Masnisin nami deka, the Mishnah on the facing page is actually a support to what you've just taught, that there's a distinction between a milva, a loan, that has this as collateral, which becomes very strict, or a loan that could theoretically do collections from this because it's owned by the same person as the person who borrowed the money, but there's no direct link, and therefore it remains permitted. Detanan, because we learned that there's such a distinction. Hamitahir yeno shel oved kochavim. A person wants to make pure the wine of the idol worshipper. We're talking about a Jew who wants to buy the wine produced from the grapes of the idol worshipper. It's interesting how close they are in doing commerce with each other. But if the idol worshipper would do it, it would be non-kosher. So the Jew has a deal with him to make the wine using the idol worshipper's grapes. And he does it mitahir, he does it kosher. And then, when it's all done, the wine belongs to the idol worshipper, but he'll be able to sell it to the Jew because it was done kosher. Finosno birshuso. And the Jew entrusts the wine that so far still belongs to the idol worshipper. He entrusts it to the idol worshipper. He leaves it in that home. Fahala kosev. And the idol worshipper writes lo to him, to the Jew, his kabalti mimchamos. It's as if I got the money already, meaning I'm not going to withhold the wine until you pay. You can take it whenever you want. So that wine is not considered collateral on the owed money, because he said clearly as far as the wine goes, it's as if I got paid. Meaning, you can take the wine whenever you want. We have a separate deal that you owe me money. Mutter, the wine is going to be permitted because the idol worshiper is standing over the wine, but it's not his wine, and therefore he won't touch it. And it's not a collateral linked to a loan of what's owed to him, and therefore there's no problem.
But
if the Jew wants to take the wine and the idol worshiper refuses to let him take it until he gets paid, that was the story in the city Beishan, and they forbade the wine because the relationship was such that the wine was serving as a collateral on the owed money. We infer the whole problem was because he's not letting you take the wine until you pay. Hamanicho, but if he would let you take the wine and the money owed is a separate transaction, shari, then the wine remains permitted. Shmamina, we can understand from this going to Shmuel's case as well, where the money owed is not to buy the wine, but the money owed is a separate loan, and this was held as collateral. Milvalos ayayim va'inon. It's only a problem if the loan is identifying this wine as the method of payment. Shema mina, and that's how it should stand. It's only a concern when it's almost like the non-Jew already owns it. So if he's an idol worshiper, we have a problem here that he's going to forbid it, because in our estimation, he's already touching it, and it's not properly secured. Now, Rashi makes a comment over here that the case which is permitted is because it was sealed. The wine was sealed. There is a control over here. It's not just sitting in a vat without a kashrus symbol. It was sealed. But presumably, we still have a problem because it's been identified as payment, even though it didn't quite get to the point of being payment, but it's been identified, and therefore this idol worshiper, we're concerned, is going to take liberties regarding the wine. That's at least one way to understand the topic. That is the way it's presented in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Se'if Beis. Ovid Kochavim, the idol worshiper, Shenimtza Bevayis, that is found in the same home, Shabo Yayin, that the wine is being stored. Im Yeshla Milvalos Yayin, if he has a loan outstanding, which links this wine to the loan, so that it's owed to him on some level, Kigon Shaso Apotiki, like if the wine was identified as an apotiki, a designated collateral, as Rashi told us. Osur, the wine will be forbidden because it was left in a compromised situation. And this is going to be true even if the wine is sealed with one seal, because that's precisely the distinction. If you left wine generally with an idol worshiper and you left it with one seal, so one seal, he's not going to break it and try to redo the seal, and we just leave it. One seal is sufficient because he has a general deterrent from touching stuff that's not his. But over here, because on some level it is his, because it's been identified as his means of collection, therefore we're concerned that even though there is chosam echod, but these chosamos are not impossible to forge, and therefore we're concerned that he's going to forge it. The Shach and Taz, as well as the Gra, discuss how we should understand this Mechaber, but the simple read of the Mechaber is that indeed, in other contexts, one seal would be sufficient. But the Mechaber seems to be indicating that in this context, one seal is not sufficient. In the words of the Shach, Sifkatan Vav, the hacha over here, kevan de mashkinalo, since it was designated as a mashkon, as this apotiki, designated collateral, have a kidile, The idol worshiper thinks of it as his own. Vigara tefei, and it's even worse than a regular bottle of wine. Velosagi b'chosam echad l'chulei alma, and it's not going to be permitted if it only has one seal. Again, as I mentioned, this is subject to debate. The Shach himself explains his position on this, but the simple read and the way the Mechaber presents it would seem to indicate that that's precisely what our Gemara is accomplishing, as Shmuel explained it, that when it is an apotiki, one seal is not going to be sufficient. It needs to be secured even more, because in this case, the idol worshiper thinks of it as his own and doesn't have the natural deterrent not to tamper with something that is not his. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.